Okay, so on 2 days ago, we saw the Ibn Ezra's position, how to deal with Perek Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Bet. Did Terach go? Did Avram go? Aram Naharayim, Haran, where did they start? Is this Parsha in order? Is it not in order? But there was a request by Gavi that we mix in our one Shita days, where we do a biography and a deep dive into one parish, with some of the more holistic ones. So here I'll balance it out and say, okay, well, what did everyone else think? Right? What did this look like according to the rest of the Mefarshim? Didn't miss anything, Shua. I just was recapping. So the Ibn Ezra is not the only one who believes that there are some sort of two stages, though not everyone follows the exact two stages as the Ibn Ezra. Rav Sajigon and the Radak also agree that Avram and his family left Eretz Yisrael in left for Eretz Yisrael in two stages. Now we saw that according to Ibn Ezra, even though Hashem had commanded Avram, the reason that in Perek Yud Aleph we attribute the journey to Terach is because Avram may have chosen to go himself, but it was Terach's initiative that the entire family join him. So legitimately, at least that initial move from Aram Naharayim to Haran was Terach's doing. The Radak and Rav Sajigon disagree, and they say, no. Really, all the movement, right? You can't say that Terach was responsible. This was Avram's journey. Avram was responsible for everything. Why do they attribute it to Terach? Because that's the polite thing to do. Right? You attribute it to the patriarch. Right, Avram was the mover and shaker, but once Terach went along, so the way that you talk about it is the patriarch of the family took the family. Even though legitimately both stages, both the initial stage from Aram Naharayim to Haran of the whole family, and the second stage from Haran to Canaan were both Avram's initiative and not Rav Sajigon. Now, another big difference between the Ibn Ezra and the Radak at Rav Sajigon, even though they both agree there was this double stage. So one was the question of whose initiative it was. The second question is, did Avram know already at the beginning that he was going to Eretz Canaan? The Ibn Ezra thought that he did, and just got delayed in Haran because Terach wanted to stay there. The Radak disagrees. The Radak says, no, he always knew he was going to Haran, but there was no reason to believe that this was, you had to walk it in one shot, right? So they were walking in stages, and Haran just happened to be the first stage, meaning, it takes time to travel. Now, how do you deal with the lack of chronology? So again, according to Ibn Ezra, who cares? Ibn Ezra's methodological approach is that we don't particularly care about achronological placements. But according to Rav Sajigon, it's sort of achronological, but that's because it's not written in chronological order, it's written in because. Meaning, Terach and his family went, which is last week's Parsha. But why did they go? Because Lech Lecha. Meaning, it's true that Lech Lecha happened before the end of Noach. But it's one big unit. It's not like the Ibn Ezra says that this is out of chronological order. Right? That God told Avram to go in Parshat Lech Lecha, and that happens before Parshat Noach. It's that the Torah is telling you the whole story together. Terach took his family to Haran. Because Parshat Lech Lecha, God had told Avram to go to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, it's not telling you two stories in a chronological order. It's just, it's holding off the why and telling you the what first and then telling you the why, right? So it's just, it's not organized chronologically. It's organized as a, right? This is what happened and this is why it happened, which Memela is out of chronological order, but that's not really a chronological, right? It's like, we pause cheer because, right, the fire alarm went off. I mean, technically, the fire alarm went off, and therefore we paused cheer. But right, no one would say, I said that achronologically. You would just say, right, I said what happened, and I said why it happened. So I happened to verbalize it out of the order that it happened. But that's not an achronological reading, Right? So that's a subtle difference, that the Ibn Ezra has no problem saying it's achronological. Rav Sadegon says, yes, it's not in chronological order, but that's not because it's written out of order. It's because it's written as, this is what happened, and this is why it happened. Yeah. Yes, but so what? So you have a why, a what parsha, and a why parsha, but they are, right, they are contiguous. Okay, there are other nuances, but let's move to the other two possibilities, right? So both of these, in some way or another, believe that this happened in two stages. First, the journey to Haran with the whole family, and the second stage. The Chazal approach, actually, which I guess is the most traditional, I don't know, I guess, right, the Midrashic approach, which appears in Seder Olam Rabbah in one version, and appears in Tanchuma in another version, but appears in different ways in the Midrashim. Well, let's see if you know this. This is, I guess, the most, you know, the oldest one of the Perushim. No idea. Okay, so the Midrashim suggest that what actually happened was it happened in multiple stages. He went, he came back, he went, he came back, he went when he was 70, he came back, he went back when he was 75. And actually, right, this notion that we had in the Midrashim that he just went, you know, to Israel, either slowly or directly, for the Midrash is not true. And the Ron takes this as well. Right, the Ron says, Vayelech, he went when he was 70, and then he went back, right, and then got it to Talmud to go again, so he went when he was 75, right, but he only made it back to Haran, the first time he left from Haran Narayan, the second time he left from Haran, right, but really, he was going back. So again, so basically what happened for the Seder Olam Rabbah is, he goes from Ur Kasdim to Kinaan, turns back, goes to Haran, and then from Haran, God tells him to go, and that's Lech Lecha. Right? So this is the Midrashic approach. That there was this, and again, there are different nuances, right? It could be either that this all happened after 75, which is the age that is listed here, or in certain Midrashim, he got the command when he was 70, and then got another one when he was or his final departure was at 75, right? So the Gemara, this is also the position of the Gemara. If you guys remember when we learned Avodah Zarah, Shua, if you remember when we learned Avodah Zarah a few years ago, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah has a much more complicated position, which suggested that he first left when he was 52, and then Tosfot said that he left when he was 52, went to Canaan, stayed there until he was 70, went back to Haran for 5 years, and then went back to Canaan when he was 75. According to the Tanchuma, it seems a little bit different. Rav Chila Pariz says that it actually happened 3 times. At 70, he went for the Brit. At 74, he went to Canaan to fight the kings. And then at 75, he went for good. So again, there are variations on this, but basically, one, right, so one methodological solution we saw, Ibn Ezra, Dr. Sajagon, was achronological readings of sorts, right, that happened in two stages. Then there's the Midrashic one that says, it sounds like it's in contradiction. It sounds like he went from Ur Kasdim. It sounds like he went from Haran. It sounds like he went with his father. It sounds like he went by himself. You're right. Every one of those are true. They happened at different times. Our vision that he was going back to Canaan and staying there is just wrong. He was going back and forth, how many times? 2, 3... variations, but that's the second sort of broad approach to Avram's journey. And the third approach, which is taken by as early as the Book of Jubilees, in variations by Rav Harshor, the Ramban, the Abarbanel, Shadal, is that, no, there aren't two stages, there aren't multiple stages, it's not achronological, there's one stage. And basically, the story goes like this, right? The Ramban's version is like this. They are driven out of Ur Kasdim because of Avram's monotheistic beliefs. So they go to Haran. Terach decides to stay in Haran. They hadn't originally thought to stop in Haran because they thought that it was too dangerous because it was close to Ur Kasdim. But once they got there, they realized they had family there. And it turns out that, you know, they drove them out of Ur Kasdim and no one was chasing them. So Terach decided to stay. Alternatively, according to Barbanel, not taking the Midrashic one, they just moved. There was no theological background. They just moved to Haran because, you know, they just wanted to be there, right? He felt like he'd be more successful. Maybe he'd have more children there because he only had three children. Or, according to the Chizkuni, they went to Haran because it's one of the Semitic lands, and we are Semites. We have the Semitic families, so maybe they believe they had property there. Hence, you know, they had family ties there, so they were going to inherit. Whatever personal reason, they went to Haran. And then Avram continues, right? Avram continues from Haran to Eretz Yisrael. Now, why then does it say, how do you deal with the problem that he leaves mi moladitecha, from the place where you're born, right, which shouldn't be Haran? So Rabbi Yosef Bechor Shor says, maybe he was, he had physically left Ur Kasdim, but he hadn't emotionally left it, so Hashem was telling, leave Haran physically, but leave everything behind, spiritually. Or the Ramban says, no, despite what it sounds like, he actually was born in Haran, and Terach's family had moved from Haran to Ur Kasdim, and then when they had trouble, they went back to their original home. But his actual birthplace was Haran. That's why they ended up there because that's where they started. And they'd gone to Ur Kasdim for a better life. When it turned out it wasn't working, they moved to Haran, which is why, as the Ramban notes, when Avram sends Eliezer to the place of my birth, my family goes to Haran, not to Ur Kasdim. Okay, there are a lot of other nuances, but to summarize it, right? There's this complexity. In Perikud Aleph, it sounds like they leave from Aram Naharayim, from Ur Kasdim, and that Terach is the one leading it. In Lech Lecha, it sounds like they're leaving from Haran. Later on, it sounds like Avram's birthplace is Haran, because that's where he sends Eliezer. In one place, meaning in Noach, there is no God's command. In Lech Lecha, there is God's command, and you have to deal with it. So there are three methodological approaches. One is, now we'll do it out of the order that we did before, one is the Midrashic approach, which is, it sounds like there are multiple stories going on. There are. Right? There are. How many? Was it at 52, at 70, at 75, whatever it is? The point is, he was going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So it sounds like sometimes he left from Ur Kasdim, and sometimes Terach was with him, and sometimes he wasn't, and sometimes he left from Haran. Yes, 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 and yes, that's all true. The other extreme is the Ramban approach, which is to say, no, it's one story. Find a way of synthesizing it. Right? So, the whole family moved to Haran, Avram continued on to Canaan. Why does it sound like he was born in Haran in one place and sound like he was born in Ur Kasdim in the other? So either the Rav Yosef Bechor Shor was, yeah, he was born in Aram Naharayim, and when he left Haran, so Hashem was telling him, leave physically from Haran and leave emotionally from Ur Kasdim, but fundamentally it was a one-directional thing. According to Ramban, there's a backstory where Terach's family had started in Haran, moved to Ur Kasdim. So when they got back to Haran, that is in fact his birthplace. But fundamentally, Avram's journey is from, for the relevant purposes, right, are from Ur Kasdim to Haran, from Haran to Eretz Yisrael, one directional, and that's it. And then there's the approach that we talked about last time, and a little bit at the beginning this time, which is Ibn Ezra, Radak, Rav Sanjagon, which is, it's a two-staged process. There's the first stage where Terach is responsible for bringing them to Haran, Ibn Ezra, or Avram is responsible bringing them to Haran, but then they stay there, stage one, and then Hashem commands them to continue on for, and the difference, as we saw, is that according to Ibn Ezra, the God's command came first, and this is achronological. For Sajigon, God commanded him first. This isn't achronological, it's a what and a why. Terach took his family to Haran because God had already commanded Avram to go to Haran, and Terach was participating in this pilgrimage. Okay, so those are the three overarching approaches with their nuances of how exactly Avram's journey actually looked from Ur Kasdim, Haran, to Eretz Yisrael. Okay?